This is an audio demo of your trap. Because my microphone is a little fuzzy, I'm going to turn down the 6.4K on my equalizer to remove that. Okay. Let's just play around with this a bit. Okay, I think that sounds pretty good. Let's add some reverb. This is some reverb. I'll increase the delay. I'll pull back on the decay. And increase the depth a bit. And there we go. Very spacey reverb. One of the fun things you can do with the voice is to add a remodulator. So let's do that. Okay, this is me through a ring modulator. I hope you can understand it. I'm going to turn the depth up a bit. Okay. Now I'm going to play with the frequency. So this is a low frequency.
This is a little higher. This is about 12. The most necessary
So, probably want something around here. Now if we play with the wave shape, here is a square wave, and here is a triangle wave. The triangle wave is a lot more subtle than the square wave, and this is a round wave. Adding some tremolo. You might want to hold your voice for this one like this. Now increase the rate, decrease the rate. Increase the depth, increase the rate, and that's it, okay. So this is vibrato. You can't really hear too much on voice until you're turning up the depth a bit and the rate. So now you should be hearing my voice fluctuating quite a bit. Turn up the depth all the way to increase the intellect. And here's the square wave.
Okay, this is delay.
Increase the time. Even longer. And we can reverse it. So we turn the time down. It gets a little more interesting almost. Maybe you want some feedback. Turn the time way down. Turn the feedback way up. And here you go. Feedback. Okay, the parallel feedback loop is kind of fun. If you turn the space all the way down, add a couple voices. See if we get a nice flanger effect, basically. Hello. So it's kind of reverby. This is because it's actually the first stage of most digital reverbs. Turn the feedback back a bit. Increase the spacing and it muddies out. Make it even more muddy. Okay, that's good for that. So, the next one's kind of an envelope filter. It's a little weird, so I'm going to do it by itself, and I'm going to add some other effects to see how that works out. This is an envelope filter. We can adjust the peak. Sounds different. So that's kind of like an EM sound. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to mix it in with some high-depth reverb. I'm going to mix it in with some high-depth reverb, some ring modulation, and maybe some vibrato, turn the depth down a bit, the rate. And this sounds pretty good, I think. And some delay. Okay. Here we go.
Right.